Greetings, lovely listeners. All right, I'm going to share with you this amazing download that Spirit gave me, an exercise actually, dealing with claircognizance that I shared with my students. We tried it last night. It was amazing. We stretched our mediumship. So let's dive in so I can share it with you and you can deepen your mediumship as well. Saturday morning when I awoke, here came the download from Spirit. Now, Friday, I'd said, where's my next cool, exercise to work with my students? What do we need? How can we deepen? Can I get something? And sure enough, Saturday morning when I awoke, which is when, if you've listened to my podcast, you know, that's when Spirit gives me kind of the downloads and the knowings and guidance for my teaching. Saturday morning, I woke up and boom, there it was. And Spirit said, you need to work on your knowing. And I kind of chuckled and I said, really, Spirit? And Spirit said, yes, it can deepen. Or there is deepening with this. And I said, okay. And what Spirit proceeded to show me was start with the knowing and then the image or feeling will come in. Now, this is a very interesting way to work because I don't know about you listeners, but what I see and what I experience and what's comfortable to me as a medium is image first, then knowing, feeling first, then knowing. A lot of times the knowing is last or there is only knowing, or so I thought. And what Spirit did was come in Saturday morning and say, there's more to your just knowings. Because one thing I say to my students is, wow, knowing is the strongest, most powerful clair. It's the smoothest. I know if you know, you know, when you see these mediums work strictly on claircognizance, I call them speeding bullet trains. Like this is just steel, tough, smooth, straightforward knowing relayment of what Spirit is giving that the medium presents as with their speaking and their flow. And I guess I always thought, you know, when the medium is kind of plugged into that knowing and they're just boom, 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 giving this evidence one piece right after another, straight knowing, no feeling or image, right? I guess I always thought like that was a great way to be solid, awesome, and that there was nothing more to the knowings. But I'm wrong because Spirit very clearly came in Saturday and said, you know, you've been doing this work with clair conjunctions. I see this and I know. I feel this and I know. I see this and I feel. Spirit said, there's more to just the knowing. It's not always just no knowings. And so Spirit gave me this awareness again of, when you get a knowing, expand on the feeling or image. And actually, what we discovered last night was that when we started with a knowing, like if Spirit comes in, a lot of times we see them or we feel, right? If we start that way. But okay, so last night I would have mediums, even myself when we worked, we'd go to connect with Spirit. We'd start to see that image of their body. We would feel, but what happened was we were able to kind of, we did let it go, but we opened up to a knowing and it took a few seconds. And we would acknowledge the knowing that really was already there. I know I have a female with me. I see a female and she feels yada, yada, yada. What we discovered when we would not speak the image or feeling first, when we would open up to that knowing, and this is a simple example here with just knowing you have a woman, what we found was that we discovered we were able to acknowledge feeling and seeing more easily, like it was there. There was a connection. there was actually always a triangle here of see, feel, know with everything that spirit was giving us. And there was it felt kind of like musical chairs. It felt kind of like a backwards energy, but it worked and it was amazing. And you know, I'm always about stretching our mediumship and working in new ways. But what I think spirit was trying to do here with this deepening the knowing was say, hey, don't just give straight knowings when you're plugged in like that. You're missing a feeling and an image when you do that. Then spirit proceeded to tell me, Jennifer, we know you've been working on two clairs together in a sentence, but there's actually three with every piece we're giving you. And they showed me, spirit showed three, as in see, feel, know. So what they showed me was this image of almost like a bubble or like a molecule that has, you know, three round little molecules connected together, call it DNA. I had some sort of image like that come in, but it's basically a circle with three balls around it. And each ball was represented see, feel, know. So if you can imagine a circle, and then on that circle, draw three little circles separated. And each of those little circles is see, feel, know. Yet connected in that one circle together, spirit showed this to me and kept kind of like a bubble, kept floating the bubbles up from the blend into my mind. And spirit was like, every piece you become aware of in your mind is one of these bubbles with a see, feel, know. But you're missing it, is what spirit said. Spirit said, when you go with the knowing, you're not acknowledging the feeling and the image here, the other two pieces to this bubble, right? And then they said, but you're getting better with the image and then knowing, and then feeling and then knowing, but we got to deepen you in the knowing coming first. It's not just you know and that's it. There are things we can say and we are aware of. When we know, we are seeing, but we're not acknowledging it. When we know, if we just take a few seconds to let that knowing come out and stay in that bubble, so to speak, with all three see, feel, knows, the feeling is formed, almost like this fog that kind of gets thicker. It's kind of like, and you listeners know what I'm talking about when you get that feeling from spirit. It comes in subtle and gently, and then it gets stronger and it's coming into clarity, almost like a formation of feeling, so to speak, like heart level or below in your body, right? That's where we feel that feeling. But spirit really brought this to my attention. And so with all this info, when we practiced last night, it was really amazing. Some of the comments my students said were, again, I'll repeat this one, feels kind of like I'm working backwards, but I felt like I deepened my mediumship. I also heard a student say, there's more there, and I wasn't aware when I thought I would just get a knowing. Like I am seeing, there is actually feeling to this. And they liked it. They liked it. For me, it felt completely backwards, starting with a knowing first, even though I'd been given kind of that image and feeling. But just to kind of hold that kind of in a bubble, almost envision like a bubble in front of you, in front of your heart and solar plexus. And as spirit gives you that first piece, you get a bubble and there is a see, feel, know in there that can be spoken. And some of these see, feel, knows we get together. So when you get that knowing, right, you're going to get an image with that knowing. But I don't think that we ever acknowledged the image or realized we were getting it. That's what I was seeing a lot last night. You know, students would give this knowing and feeling, And I would ask them a knowing and then a feeling. And I would ask them, but didn't you see something, you know, in this knowing and then feeling? And they were like, yeah, yeah. Well, what did you see? And then they would go on to describe the communicator, even though the communicator had given them just a knowing, or so they thought, just a knowing and then a feeling about their ailment, you know? And it was really amazing because what happened was we realized that there is this ability to not just that we can start with knowing and expand on an image and feeling, but we became aware that the whole way, what do I want to say here? We became aware that the conversation, it's a lot more than just one clair right after another with these compound sentences. It's a very linear way of thinking about communication with spirit, but we get all three clairs at once. Now, I'm sure if we opened up to the taste, the smell, and the audience, the clairaudience, we could do that. We're going to do that later. We're going to experiment with that. But for now, we're starting with the main three, see, feel, know. And that when spirit gives us their language, what we realized was that everything we become aware of with that first clair, there's always the other clairs to add to it, because the way spirit is communicating, even though we're speaking, we have to speak linearly what we get. We somehow thought that's what spirit gives us, is this linear, one piece at a time type of communication, but we became aware of that all of it's there. It is a multifaceted piece of information we are always getting from spirit. It's never just only one clair, listeners. It is, I see this, and as I speak this and let it go and just kind of hold my solar plexus there and not doing anything, just a few seconds to let that, you know, feeling and knowing unfold. It's all there always with each piece. It's kind of like, though, when that bubble comes up and you got the see, feel, know, like with the knowing you have a guy who works with his hands, we let it go and we don't take a second to hold that bubble, just a split second, to see what he's working on and feel how he felt when he worked on things. Where we can stay for just a few seconds in this piece and unfold it all. So it almost felt like we held this bubble of conscious thought for just a split second longer to receive all of it, this holistic thought, instead of, okay, I'm letting this go, let's move on. Okay, which is how I was teaching, right? But spirit has deepened this understanding for me as of Saturday morning when they gave me this download to expand my mind and hopefully yours, in that the way they are communicating is three things at once. And that not to think, okay, they come up and out our consciousness and our mouth one thing at a time linearly, but we have this ability to be aware of all three in that solar plexus area, blending area, you know what I'm talking about, and understand even how they're connected. So we can get all of these three, so we can get that first clair and then just a few seconds become aware of the other clairs that go with it and even understand how they're connected. So what I'm essentially saying here, listeners, is that nothing is linear about this. The only thing that is linear are the actual words coming out of our mouth. So don't limit your receivings linearly, just up and out. We can hold this whole bubble of see, feel, know, which is what every piece that spirit gives us has. It's how they communicate. We can hold this bubble in our solar plexus and become aware of the see, feel, know with everything we get, and then we can speak it. Now, this is not a long time that this takes. maybe a few seconds. You know the speed of spirit communication. You know the speed of the blend and then understanding, you know, what you're getting. So wrapping up this episode, and I hope it makes sense to you, I'll give you a few examples of what I'm talking about here. Starting with the knowing, starting with all the clairs, and, you know, understanding that there is a multifaceted communication that we are receiving that has all see, feel, knows all the time with it, right? All right, so let's start with a typical opening up expansion that I experience with spirit. When I expand my awareness, I always see this outline of them first. Hair, shoulders, body, everything. And it appears in the right peripheral vision in my expansion. And so when I get that, I acknowledge it. And it's almost as if I let it go from like my focus with my lower energy. You know, I let it go. It's, you know, it's, I'm not going to lose it. I'm not going to forget what I've seen. I am aware of that. But when I see the outline of this female, I don't hold on to it. I don't take it as my first piece. This is a millisecond we're talking about. But I go to the solar plexus and I greet her and I have this intention in my solar plexus that I want to know her feeling, her personality, or some sort of knowing. So when I get that image, I gently acknowledge it, and in a millisecond, just the solar plexus, this curiosity of know or feel, and then you're going to get your first knowing. So I know I have a mother, and I see her, I feel her. She feels like she was a very tough love type of mother, that her love was through her organization and scheduling that she provided for her kids. I see that, and as now, and I still had that image gently, it's still in my bubble of info here. I see that she always had her hair pulled back in a bun, and you'd remember her hands were wrinkled and tan and worn. And I know that this is because she also enjoyed working outside a lot too. I know she worked outside as much as she worked inside the house. Okay, so there you go. And I feel like with this knowing, I feel she loved to stay busy. She loved to stay busy. That's why she was constantly in and out of the house moving and doing and working on something. And I see her, what is she showing me? Which, by the way, I have a real spirit here with me. She is, she's kind of just showing me her head and this expression on her face of, you know, it was a good life. Did I want more for me? Yes, but this was a life of sacrifice is what she's trying to get me to know with this image. That she sacrificed her time and doing things. Most of what she did was for others. As a mom, even as a friend, big church connection coming in here with this lady. So that's kind of just an example. Now, if you look at what I just did there, there is, with the knowing, I would speak the knowing, I'd let it go, and I already have an image, and I would wait to get a feeling with it. Or when I got another knowing, I would feel, and then I would see. It's almost like simultaneously at the same time. And instead of just so much one thing coming out of the mouth at another, understanding that there's multiple clairs to a thought, now we're deepening it, listeners, to speaking all three things with each thought or full compound sentence spirit. We're going from two clairs to three. Let me just say that. And you can do this. You can be aware of this. You can feel almost like it's like this ball of energy or thought right in front of my solar plexus to the right, where I'm able to kind of feel more so the ebb and flow of what spirit is pushing through with this knowing and this, with this feeling and this image and this knowing. And I can also feel when they let it go and then move to something else. So try this, try starting with a knowing. And as you let go of, you speak that knowing, open up to that image and feeling that is absolutely there with it. If you have an image and you get a red car, I know I use that all the time. Let me just switch to something else. Let's say you get an image and you're seeing a school bus, okay? As you hold that school bus, you hold, you know, as you see that school bus and speak it, I see a school bus with me. I know that this mother would walk her kids to the bus stop every day. She feels like a single mother to me, and that her responsibility for getting these kids up and out the door every morning to the bus was all on her. And I know that she, it's not that he left for work. She's really giving me this single mother knowing here, and that her husband was just not present. And I feel that she was very lonely. I feel like, I know she had to put on a brave face for these kids of hers, because she was lonely, but she didn't, she wouldn't want to show them that side of her. And that's another spirit person, by the way, here. So that's another example, right? Let's start with feeling. So as I open up to spirit, I feel a very tough man. I know he was tough on his kids. I feel discipline. I feel tension. I feel father-son. I know father-son relationship. He would have been particularly tense and tough on his son. I know that this is with high expectations, helping around the house, stepping into being a man at a young age. And I just feel... I see this young male wanting to leave home at a young age and to get away from this dad. I know this. I feel that I have the father in spirit, not the son. I feel father comes through for son today to kind of bring a little bit of an apology. So that's just another example. I have spirit people with me, y'all. That is... know that. Hopefully they will resonate, probably for one of you listeners. Or it's just spirit people working with me for my sessions and even my DEM tonight coming up. So anyway, this is a long episode. I'm going to wrap up. I don't want to go real long with my episodes. By the way, I have a demonstration online tonight. It is at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Just go to my website, jenniferfezio.com, go to events. You'll see my banner. It's a black banner. It's got the dates 11/11, and the Zoom link is on there. No passcode needed. So just enter the Zoom link, join me at 7 o'clock tonight, and I will see you there. I hope that this exercise helped you and it made sense. It's very deep. It's very complex. It is definitely for intermediate to more so advanced mediums, I would say, but we had a really good time working through this last night, and it was amazing how Spirit gave me this, just this education, right? This how-to with the claircognizance and becoming aware in a deeper way of how they're trying to speak to us essentially, and that we can do more if we open up to it with our mediumship. So I hope it serves you well, listeners. Until next time. Bye-bye.